put the flour?
You take flour, just take common flour, and mix it up with a little syrup, you know, just like you're going to make a paste out of it.
Yes, ma'am.
That, and you put it all over your ham. And then in olden time, you know, you bought flour in sacks, the old cloth sacks. You take that and put your ham in that sack, and sew that around it. That keeps any flies or bugs or anything from getting it. That's kind of like what we call cured ham now.
Yeah.
But, and then when you go in there, you cut that down, you see, and take that off. And it tastes, you know, kind of like cured ham tastes now, what they call cured ham.
I see.
Yeah.
But if you kept your meat too long, you say it's spoiled.
Well, some of it was spoiled, and if it didn't, it got old. You bet, and you keep it too long, it'd get old. It'd taste kind of rancid, you know, it kind of tastes, well, kind of old. You know, like when you cook it and you had plenty of it, you didn't have to keep it, you see, that long or anything.
Would you ever take maybe the juice of the head cheese or maybe some liver or hog meat or something? And fry it up with cornmeal?
No, I don't. I never.
You let it get cold and slice it?
No, I don't believe I'll fix that. But we'd always take the cow head piece, you know, like I said, the hog head cheese. We called it souse. You know, now they call it hog head cheese, you know.
I see.
And then they'd take cracker. Like I said, you dry off the lard. You take a soft cloth and go down there and take enough lard to do you from one year to the next.
Mm-hmm.
Or something. It never did get old. They called it half in stone jars and kept it covered tight, you see. Well, sometimes you'd have enough to last your year, sometimes you wouldn't, just wonder how many hogs you killed.
Yeah.
And everything. You know, whether you'd have enough to do it. Well, they took them crackers in and they made soap out of them. When you dip this lye from the ashes, you put that in a pot, and you put this, and that lye would eat these grease up.
Uh-huh.
You know, eat these crackers up, and when it ate that up, when you put enough crackers till you'd see that they begin to leave some on top, not eat it up, you know, then they had enough in the evening. And when that soap got cold, they skimmed that what little was off to save if you made soap the next day. Then they put that soap in a 50-gallon wooden barrel.
Uh-huh.
And they made it once a year. They always made it in March.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that done you a year to wash with you. That's what you wash your clothes or wash your dishes with you.
Huh.
You had bar soap to take a bath with, you know.
Now, we were talking about skillets. Did you have one that stood on three legs?
Oh, we had one, but of course, that's what you cook in a fireplace with you.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, we used to have one, but we never did cook on the fireplace when I come on. We had lots of we'd go up there, no there right there in front of the house, two old up there. We just throw us to death to go up there and eat some of her biscuit and cake and things that's cooked in this skillet. She put ashes out on the fireplace, and the fireplace would be brick. Of course,
yeah.
It didn't have cement in it, just brick. And she'd pull it out, put it under there, and put the coals on top of it. And she'd go up there, and we'd ask her, you know, when she's going to cook biscuit and give us something, she'd cook her cakes in there,
mm-hmm.
or baked potatoes in there, anything she cooked, you know, she cooked in there. But we never did cook on the fireplace, you know, since I could remember.
Yeah. Now, what would you call a container that you might put flowers in, or some sort of flower in, when you wanted to go out in the garden and you want to keep them in your house, you might put water in it.
Well, I tell you, in that time we never did have, but that would be a tin bucket. You'd have where you'd buy, maybe after you got where you bought lard, you know, anything in a bucket.
Yeah.
They hardly ever had a container, you know, like they'd have now or anything. And of course, as I said, when I come on, you know, they didn't know what flower was in the house. They all pulled out in the yard. They didn't have flowers in the house. It just, you'd have all kind of flowers out in the yard, or dahlias and zinnias and cannas and things like that. You see, they grow out in the yard. They didn't put nothing in the house.
Well, that's what I meant. You know, once you go out in the good yard.
Oh, and cut them and bring them in the house.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, sometimes they'd have a stone vase or something like that to put them in and put water in them.
I see.
And that's, you know, until they get die. But now in the wintertime, they never did have them because, see, they'd have froze because they didn't have nothing but a fireplace to keep the house warm. Of course, they burnt fire all night, but see, your house.